happy if you will be free, if you want the life of your dreams. This is your place.
World Internet Summit.
It's your space.
So take something from it.
It's your dream. Your dreams can come true. This is your life. The whole world is waiting for you.
Good evening, USA. Good morning, Australia. And welcome all points between, especially and including our UK friends, where it is now 1 a.m. My name is Ted Siyuba, host of the World Internet Experts series, and I am doing this on behalf of the organizers, the co-organizers of the World Internet Summit. Myself, of course, Brett McFall, Tom Hua, and our UK representative, Alan Forrest. So we would all like to welcome you to this call. And what are we doing? Well, basically, it's not fair to say that we only feature our own speakers, you know, for the World Internet Summit. And, of course, we have two coming up right now. We got the September 16th through the 19th coming up in the USA and October 28th through the 31st coming up in London, England. But it is fair to say that we favor those guys. Well, but what could be more logical? I mean, we've gone on searches. We're in the market every day looking for someone else who can give us the best they got. So I tell you what, too, I promise you at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you a little bit of scoop, maybe a 2 or 3 minute infomercial on what's coming up at the World Internet Summit. Right now, of course, we got important things. Listen, for those of you with your browser open, you might actually even want to go to the World Internet Summit site. Whoever referred you to this call, the best and the only ethical thing to do, because there's affiliate commissions involved and we all want to play by the good guy rules, is to follow the link of the person who referred you. If you absolutely can't find that, you can go straight to worldinternetsummit.com. But if you register and you don't have your cookie set, be sure and write us a note and let us know so the proper person can get the credit, and you would appreciate that too. Okay, also, we've got a real full hour packed for you, and you can get hold of us by email, and that is at asknow@worldinternetsummit.com. And it's just like it sounds, asknow@worldinternetsummit.com. Okay, folks, so what do we do in the World Internet Experts series? Folks, we are bringing you the best of the best. No ham about it, no bones about it, no BS. People who have distinguished themselves in one form or another on the Internet. And the Internet is broad. It is vast. It involves all the way from e-commerce to e-books. It involves everything from creating a good product to finding a way to market it, to creating copy, headlines, and even doing joint ventures. I tell you what, folks, there are a lot of things that go to it, but it does come simple if you get the right advice, and that's what we're doing for you. And today's guest is one of the foremost in this arena. And he, again, like I said, everybody distinguishes themselves. And Johan Mach has really distinguished himself in one particular area. In fact, I've been watching him for several years, and he first approached me with something that I believe is what he's going to talk about tonight. He's going to talk, by the way, that's night here in the U.S., that's morning in Australia and the U.K. He's going to talk about the one strategy the little guy can use to rake in big-time profits online. Johan Mach, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ted. That was a real great intro. I'm all open to you, so go ahead and grill me.
Well, I'm glad that you're willing to be grilled, because that's what people tell me they want. They want to know who you are, but they really want something that they can put to work right now, and they don't want this BS about, you know, come to the boot camp, come to the summit, and you'll see it. So you're not going to hold back on us right now, are you?
Definitely not. So I'm just going to give it all, really. So the thing I'm going to talk about today is really the one strategy that the little guy can use to get big time profits online. And I personally chose that title because I can really identify with the little guy. I started off as the little guy, someone with no resources. I didn't have all that big money that I could invest in my business. And the strategy that I'm about to talk about is basically joint ventures. And for most people out there who are listening right now, the word joint venture may sound pretty intimidating because they feel that you need to have lots of resources or you need to be someone really special in order to cut deals with people. And this is a myth that I would actually like to debunk on this call, because it's because you're not talented and it's because you don't have resources, all the more you need to rely on the resources of other people instead of thinking of doing it by yourself. And I think this is something that I really want to clarify on this call.
Well, that's good. And Johan, just so that everybody knows, you, in fact, were a little bit more of a little guy than the ordinary little guy, because when you first started becoming successful on the Internet, you were living in a foreign land and you couldn't speak the language very well. Now, I know you, of course, you speak it very well today, and I know you understood it then, but people were having a hard time understanding you. Can you give us a little background on how you started and where you were and what was going on?
I started my internet business in a little bedroom in Boston, where I was studying. And basically my life basically revolved around going to school, coming back to my bedroom, you know, switching on my computer and sort of trying to run an online business. And I guess my so-called disadvantage linguistically actually worked for me, because the internet provided a vehicle in which I didn't have to speak. I technically didn't have to speak to anyone, and I could do everything through print. And I guess it also gave me time to sort of work on salesmanship in print as opposed to face-to-face selling. So this is the kind of background I came from. I was a college student. I didn't have much money. I started my business in my bedroom. And I still managed to take it from there.
And you talk about salesmanship in print. And in fact, even though you're going to be focusing on joint ventures, you are a copywriter of note today. And in fact, you and I have had some work together on that, high stakes. So you've come a long way from a little old bedroom in Boston. Okay, let's get back to joint ventures then. And so where we go from here?
One of the things I want to share actually is to teach people how to use other people's resources. One of the things people fail to do is the first thing people need to do is to recognize their strengths. So, for instance, in my particular case, I wasn't really good at anything. I couldn't do web designing. I wasn't exactly good at product creation. I wasn't a programming genius. The only thing I could do was scrape together a decent piece of copy. So I started out, you know, when I started out with nothing, I would try to barter trade my copywriting services in exchange for website designs. So that's how I initially managed to get some of my websites designed by someone, because I couldn't do any of that stuff. And it seems a little bit silly, but if you are starting out with nothing and you cannot afford to pay someone to do something, obviously there's going to be some sort of exchange involved. And the first piece of advice is to everyone listening out there is to look within yourself and see what kind of value you can provide to someone else, and leverage that. That skill, that special something that you have, and use it to get more of the resources that you don't have, and build your resources from there. So let me give you a pretty solid example. Now, Ted, when you knew me, I was actually a complete nobody, right?
In the beginning, yes.
I was a complete nobody, right? And you had very graciously sent me a copy of your wonderful course, which was mail order in the internet age. I learned so much from that, and you also graciously invited me to guest speak at your boot camp, which was incidentally my first boot camp. And when I first went to Ted's boot camp, you know, my jaw just dropped because everywhere, most of the people around me were sort of internet marketing superstars, and I could actually talk to you know, people that I sort of worshipped and idolized, like people like Armin, you know, Randy, Jeff Butler, and once my network started building, you know, I managed to, once I came into contact with such people, I managed to leverage off that first contact and create more contact, and it just started building up from there. And so the lesson in this is really, you know, it's not so much what you do, because I don't really do that much, but there's a significant importance in who you know that will determine whether you make or break in this business.
So it's like the old saying, it's not what you know, because you are telling us you don't really need to know a lot of what, but it is important to who you know.
That's right. I think that that's really important, because like I'm a very transparent person. So if you examine all the work that I've done, I basically do nothing but write. And you know, I'm a pretty copywriter right now, but based on the people that I've known, I've been able to command copywriting fees that I used to only dream about, but it's now a reality. And that's not because I'm really all that great, but because I managed to leverage off the credentials of people whom I've worked with. And I don't see many people out there doing the same thing that I've done, because I think in general people tend to look inwards to themselves and try to accomplish everything by themselves, as opposed to looking outside and asking for help. And I think one thing that I've noticed in the past few years when I've attended many internet boot camps is that most people actually, and it's sad to say that, but most people don't listen. They tend to talk a lot about themselves, and you know, when you meet someone for the first time, you don't just go about bragging about your accomplishments. You've done this, you've done that, because what should really be done is really to, you know, look at the person and ask them what you can do for them, as opposed to bragging about yourself. Because if you're all that great, then there's really no need for you to receive any help. And if you're not going to be receiving any help, then, you know, good luck. So I believe that no matter how great you are, and no matter which level of internet marketing expertise you are at right now, you need help, and you can always do with more resources. So I think it's something that's important that, you know.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
What you have right now, you can always do with more.
Yeah, I guarantee you. And you know, you said something earlier that stops a lot of people, Johan, and that's mm-hmm. that you couldn't even design your own website.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other things that all of us can't do. None of us are complete, you know.
Right.
It's like the old jack of all trades and master of none. Really, and what you're saying, which you used copywriting, you used your strong suit to help and barter and make deals with other people, deliver value, so that you could then progress in other arenas. And, of course, today I believe you have progressed to the point where you can design your own websites. But
that's right.
In the beginning, you didn't let that hold you back. You just got going with what you had. And,
right.
And I think that alone is a significant thing. Now,
thank you.
You also said something else. You were talking about the contacts. You were talking about going to your first summit as a speaker, and you were talking about, and I love this because it's happened to me and everybody else that I know that gets in this business, making money routinely that we used to dream about, you know.
Right.
But I want to hit on that contacts thing, because so many people, I hear it again and again. what the heck, man? I'm driving a forklift. You think I can put down 2,000 pounds to go and see your seminar when it's probably a scam just like the other wealth seminars I went to were? And I went to one on real estate once, and I went to one on stock investing. And you know, my reply usually goes to, and I want you to comment on this. Usually it comes back to the fact that, yes, there is a lot of good information in books, and particularly, of course, we talk about e-books, but you miss the most important thing when you do that, and it relates back to the contacts and the people that you meet and the people who can do favors, the people you can look in the eye and shake hands with, and they'll know you when you call them up instead of being who, you know?
Yep. I absolutely agree on that, Ted. I've been to quite a number of boot camps, spoken at quite a number of boot camps, and one thing that really surprises me is why, you know, people are actually so intimidated by the speakers. I've seen a lot of people being intimidated, and they come to you as though that they think you're some kind of god or something like that. And the truth is, we're all really just plain old humans. We're just as fallible as everyone who's out there. And the thing is, people have this apprehension of approaching us, and you know, they get intimidated. And I think one of the things I want to highlight is that the point of going to this boot camp, yes, is to absorb information, yes, is to have a hands-on experience, but as I said, more importantly, it's really getting the context right there, because there's a saying that's out there that your net worth is really dependent on your network. So, you know, if you take the income of your 10 closest friends and you average that out, that would basically be your average net worth. And so, you know, I really subscribe to that, and I think that, you know, if you make a point to hang out with people who have been there and done that, and people who have success, who have achieved success, most of their success will actually rub off you, and you would just find it almost impossible for your life not to change, because you know, you are hanging out with the best of the best. You know, you're absorbing information that works. You know, successful people have a different way of thinking, and you know, when you can encounter that kind of a paradigm shift by hanging out with these people, I think it makes a significant difference. Because I honestly believe that part of internet marketing success, it's not all technical. A lot of it has to do with the right mindset. And so what I was saying is that, you know, when people go to these boot camps, and most boot camps are actually packed to the rim with like 300 to 400 attendees or 200, it doesn't really matter. But just based on the number of people alone, I believe that they could actually, if just like five of them came together and, you know, decided to apply some of the newfound skills they've learned in their boot camp, they'd probably create a real kick-ass product. They'll even beat the stuff produced by the gurus.
Yeah,
and you know, it's really all about leverage, actually.
Well, and that's it. Where are you going to meet the people who have the same interests, who have the complementary skills? I mean, probably, you know, your church has some of the best people on earth, but how many of them share the same interests as you? If you're interested in internet marketing, probably the people where you hang out and your friends, they're probably all great folks. But do they share the same interest? And your family, they may even think you're crazy. They're good. They're great people. But they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the interest. They don't. And it is paradigm shift. Because you can be talking to someone, and they stop and say, really? You know, I'm halfway through an e-book on that. Would you like to help me? And poof, you've got a, what do you call that? A joint venture.
Right.
So, give us, if you would, maybe a case study of something that happened in your early days when you were a little guy. So, because we want this to relate to the little folks, you know, the people that think they're little guys. Give us a case study how that happened and maybe how it turned out.
All right. I'll talk about something that turned out pretty well, and it was something that was responsible for my sort of little career that was taking up. But I one of the first case studies that I want to actually put forward to you is how I got $497 worth of stuff free, and how I created a product using someone else's resources from FinAir. And specifically, I did it through a joint venture. And, of course, the joint venture partner is none other than Mr. Siuba.
I thought I could hear that coming.
Right. And, okay, all right. So this is what I did for those people who are not familiar with the work that I've done. I first approached Ted about two and a half years ago when I was no one, and I just wrote him an email, and I said, hey, can I... this was... Before I proposed a joint venture, I looked at his course, Mail Order in the Internet Age, and I was really interested in that. And I had reprint rights to a digital product, and I said, Ted, I know my digital product ain't worth much, but would you just take a look at that? It might be something that might be of use to you, and if you're interested, I would really like to lay my hands on your Protégé program, because it's been something I've been eyeing for a long time, but I didn't have any money to buy it. And of course, you very graciously agreed, and I had this monstrous box shipped right to my place, chock full of manuals and really good stuff. And I went through it like a hungry animal, just tore it to bits, and I thought there was so much information in there that I could work with. And I, you know, there was one night where I just came up with this little brilliant idea that I said, hey, maybe I'll just ask him to help me create a product, and, you know, what's the worst that could come out of it? He might just say, no, no big deal, right? So I wrote you an email, and I proposed I did a joint venture proposal, and you looked at it, and, hey, you said yes. And I guess... the way I structured the email was really primitive. It was just, Ted, you have this wonderful copywriting resources. I think they can be packaged into another product. If I do all the grunt work, would you be willing to co-create this product with me? And, you know, in essence, it seems like a very, very simple joint venture proposition. But I guess if you compress everything, you know, there's an element in this joint venture proposition that really should be in every joint venture proposition. The thing is, you want to make your joint venture proposition such that your joint venture partner will not say no, because you have to make it irresistible. And in this case, I volunteered to do the grunt work. And Ted's worst-case scenario would be, you know, the product doesn't make money. But what the heck, I didn't do anything. It's all being done for me. You know, it's all hands-free for me. And, you know, if it does work out, it'll be another stream of income for me. So, you know, based on that kind of thinking, you know, I just stumbled across, you know, my first big joint venture. And I created a PDF, which was basically a swipe file out of Ted's products. And, you know, I submitted it for reviews. It was pretty good, but the only problem with that was that it was an ordinary swipe file. It wasn't something exactly that was different from the tools that were out there. And during this period, I was actually doing joint ventures with other names, and, you know, the money started coming in. I had some cash flow. So, you know, I started to look at that particular product we had, and you know, I revamped it into a software, and you know, I designed it such that it would be something that you know, any copywriter would actually use. It'd be something that they would actually use instead of keeping it on the shelf or letting it collect digital dust on their computer. And well, I submitted the software to many people, and you know, they liked it, and you know, word got around. So if any of you guys, just if you head down to killerwebcopy.com, you'll be able to see what has become of this little joint venture that was put forth 2.5 years ago. And if you look at everything, I think if you look at the testimonials from the various big names, look at the endorsements, the way the marketing is set up, we've actually been making quite a fair bit of money from this particular piece of software, selling it online and offline. But one thing I want to highlight is, it doesn't take many joint ventures for you to succeed. You know, all it takes is really just one good joint venture, and it can really, it's just like a flower, it actually blossoms. So, if you do your first joint venture, right, your first little joint venture, right, it can develop into something that will be lucrative for years to come. Because, if I had done it wrong, I don't think I would be speaking to Ted on the phone right now. And Ted, correct me if I'm wrong, when we started out doing our joint venture, we didn't, the profits increased exponentially throughout the time that passed, right?
Yes, yes indeed.
As in, the longer I know you, the more money I make for you, and likewise, the more money you make for me, and the amounts just get bigger and bigger.
And it keeps going from one thing to another. In other words, if you look at it technically speaking, you're speaking at a number of our World Internet Summit events, which is kind of a joint venture. And of course, if the first one had gone awry, the second one never would have happened, right? So you actually had more at risk than the joint venture partner that you proposed the thing to, which is as it should be, right? When you're coming in with no money, no name, no nothing, but you did it, and all you needed was the proverbial hand up, you needed, quote-unquote, the fish for the day, but you were learning to fish instead of the fish today and got to have a fish tomorrow, You took it. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'd like to, if it's all right with you, I'd like to run down, do a brief infomercial on the upcoming World Internet Summit, and then get back. I got some questions and things that I want to point out. I want our listeners to hear more about that case study.
Sure.
So, here we are, folks. I tell you what, again, this World Internet Experts program today featuring Johan Mock, who's already given us loads of information, has another half hour to go, can make you money. And it's brought to you by the World Internet Summit. So what are we doing? Well, it's nothing other than the greatest internet marketing show on earth. We've got two of them coming up in the immediate horizon. The first one is World Internet Summit USA, September 16th through the 19th. And that's in Nashville, Tennessee at Opryland Hotel. The second one is coming up in the UK in London, October 28th through the 31st. And a lot of stuff going on. And by the way, again, follow the link to those websites of the person who sent you the email. If you don't have that email handy, you can go direct to worldinternetsummit.com. Be sensitive to the fact that if someone sent you, there are affiliate commissions at stake, so of course, let us know. But, we're doing a lot of things that are really, really unique. We, of course, have speakers the caliber of Johan, people who have accomplished amazing things today. We're not talking about legends in some time past, although there's a lot to be said for that. We're talking about legends on the scene today. But we're doing a lot of other things, too. And one of the things that gets the most press, gets the most publicity, is what we call the World Internet Summit Challenge. It's simply, I've got up and promoted this. Give me a willing person. Loan me a laptop computer with an internet connection. And within 72 hours, that person will have a product, a website, and money in the bank, plus a system to make that money over and over again for life. Now, folks, we've had several people do this. The last two have earned over $10,000. Margaret Berman from The Gap, Queensland, Australia, earned $11,431 in 72 hours. Before 10 days was up, she had parlayed that into $16,800, and she's still going. But I'll tell you what, the whole thing is that if you see it done, you can have one of these paradigm shifts that Johan's talking about. You see it done. Actually, you will see it done in 4 hours. And the rest of the 72 hours is just counting the money so that we can, have it something that we can be happy about. So, folks, that's one thing. World Internet Summit Challenge. We're going to have great speakers. Of course, Johan Mok from Singapore is the star of Joint Ventures. But we've got others, some of which you may know very well, like Armand Morin, probably Kurt Christensen. Some of them you may not know so well, like Rob Bell, who is the CEO of AutopilotRiches.com, behind-the-scenes guy. We're also going to have David Cavanaugh from Australia, Frank Guerin, old lovable Frank from the USA, Mike Stewart, the internet audio guy, Sean Roach, Corey Riddle's secret weapon, Jenny Armato, the rebel Aussie businesswoman, Tom Hua, the expert webmaster from Shanghai, China, also a joint venture partner in the event, Brett McFall, the ad wonder from Down Under, Alan Forrest Smith, another copywriter. By the way, copywriting is a good trade to learn because a lot of people come into this through copywriting. Alan's got a lot going on in the UK. And Paul Colligan, who, folks, I tell you what, when we first started talking to Paul, of course, Paul, like everybody, has to have a couple bucks to attend. And he's going to be both of these events, both of these people are, all these people are. But we were talking about having a newbies day. We were talking about teaching those who are not quite up to speed with Microsoft Front Page. And we said, well, the only thing we know to do is charge for the event, and that will fund the money you need. Well, Paul had some second thoughts on that. In fact, I'm going to send out an email. If you're on the mailing list, you'll get it here before too long. Paul tried to call me. Well, he did call me, but he got my voicemail saying, I've been thinking about this. I want people to get in free. They got to know. Now, Paul, you got to understand, is consulting with Microsoft Front Page. I don't know if you've been to the bookstore yet and bought that gigantic 800-page book using Microsoft Front Page 2002. He is the main author. So the good news is that that is now free. That is incorporated into the main event. Starts at 1 p.m. on Thursday. And in the interest of time, I've just got to run, although, again, get up to the webpage where you really see it. We've got hot seats happening where we'll take someone's project, take several people's projects, and tear them apart with the experts on stage. They'll tell you, is it really good? Is it really bad? What does it just need? Copy. What does it just need? You know, maybe another angle. Maybe the offer is all bad. Maybe it ought to be trashed and you ought to go back to something else. You'll hear it. Panel sessions. We stimulate so much that's happening that, folks, the panel sessions are your time. No program other than we are here. You can ask a question of anybody you want or everybody. We're going to do the famous worldwide teleconference call. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event worldwide, and we're going to be asking every single featured speaker, if you only had a limited amount of money, let's say $100, and you were committed to making a website work, how would you go about doing it? Now, folks, that's little guy technology, too. You are bound to find the whole value of the entire seminar, what you paid, right there in that one event. You will also get some really important stuff. See, one of the problems we found out with a lot of other seminars, and of course we all attend them, is that you couldn't make contact with the speakers. You know, they were kind of like off. In fact, a lot of them intentionally hide from attendees. Well, no, not us. We're going to have one-on-one guru consulting sessions. Everybody is going to be available for you at all times. But another big thing we got, and in fact, if you've been to several, you've probably experienced this yourself, people saying, well, gee, that's great, but I know a lot, but I don't know what to do first. So we've got a launchpad exercise to help get you oriented. We've got your 90-day quick start plan. I could go on and on. Let me just say it's guaranteed. If you don't like it, all the way up to the very end of the event, you can get your money back. Here's the bottom line, though. You're going to learn what to do to make money online, how to do it, why to do it, when to do it, all with minimal effort, risk, and out-of-pocket expense. Now, Johan, back to you.
All right.
You identified that product that you did that first joint venture on as
right.
Killer Web Copy, available at killerwebcopy.com.
That's right.
Another interesting thing that you said is that you put it out into the market, and most people think that's where it ends. But it didn't end there for you because you were getting feedback that told you you could improve it.
That's right.
And you did.
Yep.
Now, and that's something I want everybody to know. But another thing that you did, and anybody who gets up to the website and sees it will see this, is you got tremendous testimonials. Now, everybody knows you got to have testimonials, but you didn't just get testimonials from Jane in Morganville. You got the top of the top. How did you go about doing that? Because that's part of this joint venture process that we're looking at and that we're interested in.
Right. The first basic thing you need to know when you're getting testimonials is really to ask. And, you know, you'll be surprised that, you know, many of the big names out there are really more than willing to actually take a look at your product. You know, even though you supposedly think that they're really, really busy people, and even though it takes a while for them to get back to you, but I guess if you are polite, you are respectful, and you ask for a testimonial, they will give it to you. And, you know, sometimes it pays to follow up, maybe once or twice, you know, but, you know, after the time, if you don't get a reply, you know, just move on and, you know, use the magic word and say next. But I wanted to share with you one of the ways I got the first few testimonials for Killer Web Copy. And now the thing is, I actually brought Killer Web Copy over to my first internet marketing boot camp, which was basically your boot camp right there in Nashville, Tennessee, the How to Get Rich on the Internet boot camp. And I was a guest speaker there, and I happened to have quite a number of extra CDs of I used to sell a CD, a couple of extra CDs on me when I was at the boot camp, and you know, I networked my way around, and you know, when I met a speaker, someone who was a big name, I would hand the speaker that CD, and I would say, "Hey, so and so, Mr. X, right? This is a little gift for you. You know, something that I brought along. Thanks so much, and you know, yeah, it's a new product that I've just put out, and you know, take a look at that, you know, and let me know what you think." And you know, I would get their name cards, and you know, I would email them after the event, maybe a few days after the event, and say, "Hey, this is Johan. Do you take a look at the software? I would really be interested to know what you think." And see, that was the starting point for those testimonials. Yeah, yes, they were collected offline, but I would bet you that it was an infinitely more powerful tactic than, you know, a cold email going out to someone from someone they didn't know. And you know, I sort of use a technique which basically harnessed the law of reciprocity, because you know, they didn't really know me that well, but I gave them a CD. You know, when someone gives you something, you want to give back. So I guess that's really why that technique works so well, because if you do something for someone, chances are they want to do something back for you.
No kidding. Now, I want our listeners to note a significant point here, though.
Mm-hmm.
You gave them a CD. What is the sales value of that?
Right now, it's actually $494.
$494.
That's right.
What could they possibly earn with that?
Right now?
Yeah, I mean, someone who had that CD, because it's an earning tool. What could they possibly earn with that CD?
I would say there are already no limits on how much you can earn with that CD, because, you know, copywriting is really one of the most lucrative jobs, you know, if you want to call it a job. But you know, it's really a skill. But if you are a copywriter, you know this. You are financially secure for life, because you'll be able to sell your way through anything, through print, and you know, on the internet. You know, it's just one of the most lucrative skills that you'll ever learn. And so financially, I can't really peg a value to that.
Uh-huh, and indeed, I can guarantee you there have been multi-million dollar letters written off of that. So we've established that the sales price is $497. The earning limits, there are no limits. Now, the people that you were giving this to understood that. What did that CD cost you?
A buck or two. Including printing, professionally printed.
A couple dollars. So you get the impact of giving away a $500 gift and really, really, really opening doors to wealth, and it costs you $2. That's a pretty slick trick, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what this business is all about.
And you know what, Ted? I did one thing wrong. So if someone tries my technique out, you know, when I followed up for a testimonial, and when they gave me a testimonial, what I should have had in place was really an affiliate program where I would say, you know, oh, since you like that product so much, would you like to promote this product to your list? There was something that I should have done, but I didn't do it because I was none the wiser at that time. You know, I didn't really, I was quite pretty green to the game, so I didn't really know how to do that. But if I had a chance to turn back the clock, this is what I would do. But it's not too late for me to do it now anyway.
Well, no, it's not. But that's one of the reasons why we hold these interviews, is because people can learn not only from what you did, you or, you know, any other expert, but learn from the mistakes and the things you didn't do, too. So, something as simple as that. They're making notes. They put that in their plan, and they don't do what you didn't do.
Right.
So, cool. Hey, can you give us, again, we're trying to get secrets we can use immediately. Can you give us another case study?
Right. Okay. This is something that I really like. I'm sure people out there are familiar with Mr. Joe Vitale from MrFire.com. And, I share a pretty special relationship with him. He's someone I really admire, that someone I really wanted to work with. And the way I managed to get to him and get associated with him and eventually co-author a book and several products is my initial contact with him. Because what I did was I collected a book of proof for him. So if anyone out there is not familiar with the concept of the book of proof, basically it's a collection of testimonials. Because Joe actually has hundreds and hundreds upon hundreds of testimonials. And what I did was I compiled his testimonials into a PDF and call it proof that hypnotic marketing works, because he's associated with hypnotic marketing. And, you know, I leveraged off his status, because I managed to associate myself with him. And, on the cover of the book, it wrote, proof that hypnotic marketing works by Joe Vitale and Johan Mok. And, see, I'm a firm believer of the law of association, that I would believe that, you know, if you have two people co-authoring a book, and one of them happens to be an expert or the world's foremost expert on something, by default, the other person, who's the co-author, should be an expert as well. That may not necessarily be true, but as we all know, in marketing, that the perceived truth is really more powerful than the actual truth itself. See, I might not have really been the expert I was, but, you know, if I was associated with Mr. Joe Vitale, I would, naturally be perceived as an expert. So I created that book of proof, and unconsciously, I managed to open up traffic streams for myself, because I leveraged off Mr. Joe Vitale's traffic, because he loved that book. You know, it promoted him. It promoted his methods, and, you know, he started spreading it around. And when it spread around, I got famous, and I basically, you know, this is the ultimate case of piggyback marketing. And, so the lesson in point here really is, I've managed to leverage off, I created a relationship with Ted, you know, I managed to get a form of association with Ted as a co-creator of a product with him. I leveraged off Dr. Joe Vitale, because I co-created a product. And it wasn't really a product, because everything was there. Yeah, it just needed someone to do the compiling. So, yeah, in the beginning stages, I wasn't doing much but groundwork. And I don't think it's something that people like to do, but I knew that the rewards would pay off. So it was something that I was more than willing to do, I tried my best to follow through and do the best that I could.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some important lessons for our listeners today, and that's that you were willing to do the work, and you didn't have to do a lot of creative work, but you were willing to do the work. You were willing to take the load off. And you know what that would have, what you did probably would have cost somewhere between $1,000, $1,200, $1,400 with someone at Elance.com. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you became a co-author with Prestige, being shoulder to shoulder with Joe Vitale, Ted Siuba, because you did the work. And boy, that was the best investment of $1,200 worth of free labor I've ever heard anybody make.
That's right. You see, one of the things you want to be careful when you are starting out is when you are creating products, actually. You know, if you're not really an expert on a subject, I wouldn't advise anyone trying to become, you know, trying to pose as an expert, because you don't really know much about the subject anyway. So I didn't really know that much. I wasn't that of an expert. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, when I churn out content, and, yeah, as I was saying, I would like to leverage off other people's content. And, you know, I just want to make sure that as long as I do the work, I'll be able to stick my name in on the product. That's really the bottom line for me. And I'm not holding anything back, because that's really the way the game works. And now recently, let me give you another example. Recently, I created a product with Brian Keith Boyles, who's a pretty well-known copywriter and is a pretty great copywriter. But in essence, all I did was interview Brian. And, you know, Brian's the an expert on copywriting. And all I did was just ask a few questions, and I managed to stick my name into that product. And, you know, it's Brian Keith Boyles and Johan Mok. And I love doing that, because, you know, when you're like working with experts, you don't really need to do that much. You know, it's a little bit of grunt work, but you don't really need to do all that much. And you create quality products that people will buy, because they relate to the expert that you're working with. And you basically get so much more sales that, you know, you couldn't possibly snare if you were doing it by yourself. So, yeah, piggyback marketing and, you know, using joint ventures is really the way to go for anyone out there who is, you know, interested in getting famous fast and creating products fast, because you don't really have to do that much.
Well, it's all talking about leverage, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, leverage, yeah. Was there someone else that had something to say there?
Yeah, it's me, Ted.
Yeah, David.
What I was going to say to you, Johan, what you just mentioned was a really good point, because there's two people probably on the call today, I don't know if they are, but I introduced them to Ted, Matt and Amanda Clarkson from Australia on the Gold Coast, and they're flying all the way over to Nashville to see the event, and specifically to meet up with Ted to do a joint venture, because they're showing people in Australia how to market on the internet, and they're even buying multiple copies of Ted's book off him to give to their people, just to do a joint venture, you know, to help people out as well.
Right.
You know, so how incredible is that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, flying all the way there, I mean, that's really the way to go. I mean, if there are people out there who have not actually been to an internet marketing boot camp, yes, as I said, the information and everything else is good, but it's really the context that you made at the boot camp that really counts. You know, like, for instance, David is on this call, and I wouldn't have met him had I not been at the World Internet Summit in Australia. And David, you're now my good friend, right?
Yeah, very good, very good. Right? Yeah, and I even spent time at, I think you know, Ted, at Johan's house in Singapore on the way over to Canada before I started over here.
Incredible. See, that's an international friendship that you developed that you wouldn't have had. And on your side, Johan, David is like a major significant player and resource that you wouldn't have known, that you now know and are friends with.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, like, for all the listeners out there, you see, David is an expert on search engine optimization, and you'll be hearing him next week. And, yeah, as far as he's a good friend of mine, as far as I would like to promote him, I would like to tell you guys this. You see, after knowing David, he actually spurred my interest in search engine optimization, because, as David knows, that I'm really hopeless at doing that. And, you know, this is really a case of leverage, because, like, based on my relationship with David, I'm able to get, you know, top-quality search engine advice. I know exactly what works, because he tells me what works. And, you know, I don't have to do any brain work. I don't have to go through a thick manual of search engine optimization books.
That could, by the way, be out of date.
That's right. And you see, it's and I get it, surprisingly free.
Yeah, but Johan,
I have to let him stay at my place, but, it's free.
Yeah, and you have to put up with me talking. But the thing is, Johan, what you're saying there, I do thank you for that. But, I mean, you're my friend, so of course it'd help you. But as I was saying, I'm not trying to promote people from Australia as well, but, I mean, for Matt and Amanda to fly all the way to Nashville just because, one, they want to hear you, they want to hear me, they want to talk to people, but also to meet up with Ted, that's a long way to go. And just to hear an internet summit. But the thing is, they're willing, they've put everything on the line just to go over there because they want to meet all of us and they want to meet up with Ted. And, I mean, the book that you've got, Ted, I mean, it's incredible. And don't you think it's a good thing for everyone to have?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. And since we're on the topic, it's another pure instance of joint ventures. The book is called How to Get Rich on the Internet. It is available at howtogetrichontheinternet.com. Which, by the way, I bought that domain name for $1,600 from a domain name scalper, and I was glad to. But I went and got people like J. Conrad Levinson, Robert Allen, Ron LeGrand, and everybody you could name that was doing anything. I said, and there's a dozen others that I haven't mentioned, but it was, let's do an interview. That interview didn't take me any work and effort, and each interview became a chapter. And this is following Johan's stuff. And now I became associated with some of these icons because they were in my book. I put their names on the front cover, special guests. And all we did was we took the interviews, had them transcribed. I myself edited them, paid a few thousand bucks to get a cover designed, and we were off and running. We had another book, another product that had the leverage power that Johan has been talking about.
Ted, what I was going to ask you, if you're opening the call for listeners and that today, I think Matt and Amanda might be on, and they wanted to say a special hello to you as well. I'm sorry, but I mean, if you open it, if you don't mind, yeah.
The call is open. Matt and Amanda, are you there?
On the line today, Matt or Amanda from Australia?
Yeah, hello, Dave. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Hi, Ted.
Hey.
I was just telling Ted how you're flying all the way over to Nashville and about the books, etc. And I'd like to introduce you to Ted online and also Johan as well.
Hey, man. How you going, guys?
Doing great. Good to hear you. And you will be successful with that kind of drive, I can tell you for sure.
Well, since we read your book, Ted, it's basically changed our life. And we've now written our own products. We've done it the hard way after listening to Johan there. But we've certainly got something that we're ramping out, and now we're really just about to take off with it. We can't thank you guys enough.
Cool. I like it. Thanks for being on the call this morning. Hey, Johan, I want to get back to you now.
All right.
As you know, we're winding down, and there's two big questions that people want to know.
Right.
You make this sound so easy, but surely there have to be some bumps or some problems. So what are some of the common problems that people might experience when they start doing joint ventures?
Well, one of the most common problems that people experience is rejection.
Uh-huh.
And, many people, get rejected and they take it personally. When I started out, I got my fair share of no's from people and you have to understand that it's really completely predictable because if you understand that you do not have a name, you're sort of a nobody, you're a little guy, it's understandable that people do not want to work with you. And, what I would advise people out there listening is that, you just use that magic word, next. It's always next. If something doesn't work, find something else that will work. And, just like marketing, it's really a numbers game. If you have the correct proposition, you have your the formula for an irresistible offer in place, the chances of getting yes is really stacked in your success. So all you have to do on your end is really to chalk up the numbers to get the number of necessary yes in order to complete your project. And and sometimes it can be very disappointing, and sometimes it can be you can feel a little rejected, but it's always the next. So I guess that's really the problem that you'll be facing. And the other problem that you might encounter is really to take on more than you can handle. And I've experienced that a lot, because once you experience the power of joint ventures, you find them so lucrative and profitable that you want to do as many as you can. And I wouldn't advise you on doing that. I would rather you just do a few joint ventures and do it well and really follow through. It's something that I'm still actually doing right now, because I'm still suffering repercussions of my over-enthusiasm in creating joint ventures. And so currently right now I actually have more than I can handle, because the tables have turned. I've turned the tables, and people are actually coming to me for joint venture are presenting their JV propositions to me. And, you know, it's not nice of me, but sometimes I have to say no to them. But as I said, you know, you focus on a few joint ventures. Try not to do too many. Just get a few done and do them really well, extremely well. And that's really the advice I have for people out there.
Good, solid advice. And I really like how you talk about the tables have turned and now people are coming to you. That was a dream in earlier days, wasn't it?
That's right. That was really a dream. And, you know, it's weird how things have turned out, but, you know, the number of... I really get joint venture proposals every day, every single day. And, you know, it's you know, from my perspective now, it's not so much forging joint ventures with people, but rather, you know, which ones you choose to take up, because you have to be really selective of the joint ventures you do. And so, you know, I, being a guy who has done it myself, I really look at joint venture proposals and see, you know, if this guy really knows what he's doing and if he has the potential to follow through. So, yeah, I would say, you know, get your joint ventures done. You know, don't get dejected if someone says no. And follow through. I really believe in the following through, because, you know, if you select your joint venture right from the start and you have the right joint venture partner, you know, don't disappoint them, because, you know, this is not exactly a very small industry. You know, word will get around that you're not doing a good job and that your joint venture flopped. But on the other end of the spectrum, you could have one good joint venture, and, you know, you could leverage off that one good joint venture, because you would have an actual real-life testament of your ability to joint venture with someone and create profits for that person and yourself. So, yeah, that's the essence of it.
Excellent. One more question, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and I'm sure you know, like I know, that it's kind of a trick question, but I got to ask it. They want to know, how long does it take to start making money with joint ventures?
How long does it take to make money with joint ventures?
To start making money, yes.
I would pretty much say that. Now, I think it really is a trick question, Ted, because if you're asking me right now, I can do it in less than a day.
In less than a day.
The resources that I currently have, but if you're talking about someone who is, you know, starting from ground zero, then I'll have to realistically tell you it might take up to a month before you actually see any profits, because, you know, there is work involved. But, you know, beggars cannot be choosers. There is work involved. If on the Internet, you either have money or you have time. So if you have money, you can pay people to do the work for you, and obviously that will take much less time for you to get your joint venture done. But if you don't have any money, then you need to take the time to get the work done, and it could take up to a month, a good month or two, actually, to actually see any profits from that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate that. And Johan, you've been a really great guest this morning and this evening. How can people get hold of you?
They can send an email to, they can visit my website, which is www.superfastprofit.com.
Superfastprofits.com. Profit or profits?
Superfastprofit.com.
Superfastprofit.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a T, with no S, right?
Okay. And the other one you said? That's the best way to get hold of you.
Sorry?
So that's the best way to get hold of you, to visit your website?
Visit my website, and, you know, they'll be able to get my emails, and they can reply to my emails.
Cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, listener, You have really been treated to a special guest today, Johann Mach, who can identify with the little guy, he says. And in fact, he identifies so much that that was what he titled his presentation today, The One Strategy the Little Guy Can Use to Rake in Big-Time Profits Online. And of course, by now, you know that one strategy is joint ventures. And basically, what joint ventures is, as Johann has described it, is using other people's resources. As we conversed, it's leverage. I mean, Johann is today an acknowledged world expert. In the beginning, he couldn't even design his own website. And that's how he started with joint ventures, trading off what he could do for what he could not do. And then, of course, he went on to bigger things. He, in fact, those bigger things that he was emphasizing, how important it is to build your contacts, to build your network, and let it mushroom from there. And, of course, one of the best things, the most important things that you have to consider, in my opinion, Johann brought it up, but I was sitting there saying, yes, yes, that's right, is when you approach these people, forget about yourself. It's what can you do for them, because that's what they're interested in. Everybody's interested in themselves. It's in, you know, it's wired, hardwired into our system. But that's not necessarily bad either. But if you're expecting someone to do something for you, you'd better figure out a way to make it hit with them. And then he covered a couple of case studies. One with the killer web copy, available at killerwebcopy.com, how he really even got the product free before he even, you know, approached the joint venture. Put it up, been making money for years. That was a stepping stone. In fact, that led him to say, all it takes is one good joint venture to succeed, because it raises you up where other people can see you. And indeed, one of those other people was Mr. Fire, Joe Vitale. Again, a job of doing a little bit of grunt work, compiling it, putting the book of proof together. Wow, he's another co-author. And even shared a couple of the problems that you might have. Rejection, which I imagine, we all know a little bit about multicultural awareness. If an Asian can overcome fear of rejection, then I think you can do it. Even if you're Asian, by the way, on this line. And also, of course, we ended with a couple things, but really, I think one of the most significant things right there at the end was how the tables have turned. And, you know, that's what I admire most about Johann: opportunity, study, strategy, action, and then the results come. They come. They came for Johann. He's talking about earning money that he used to dream of, and I guarantee you he is. I know that. And these things like being sought after for joint ventures every single day, people wanting to be partners with him. This was a dream in the beginning, and it can be and will be for you. So I tell you what, again, Johann, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate your insights.
Yeah, anytime, Ted. Thank you.
You got it. And are you still on the call with us, David Cavanaugh?
Yes, Ted, I'm still on the call.
Okay, because I want everybody to know that David Cavanaugh is our next guest. The same time, same place. If you're coming in on the Internet, of course, you go to worldinternetwebcast.com. David, you are going to speak how to make maximum money in minimum time using brand new secret search engine optimization tactics. Hey, can you...
That's the one. Sounds good.
Yeah. Can you give us a teaser? Hey, give us a teaser. So we got to be here next week.
Well, the thing is, Ted, as far as I'm concerned, if people are on the Internet and they want to make money on the Internet and yet they're not in the search engines, you might as well have a Yellow Pages ad without putting your phone number in it. So as far as I'm concerned, you've got to be on the call next week to find out the new changes, because there's been a lot of significant new changes where Google has dropped a lot of people right out of their database, and yet I've still got a PR6, which is a Google PageRanker 6, and none of my pages have been dropped out. And so I want to teach people how to stay in the Google database, how to make money, and how to really help other people make money and get affiliates to also help you make money. Because the number one thing is, if you're not making money, well, you might as well not be anywhere.
Great one, great one. And folks, thank you, because we are here for you. Thank you for tuning in your browser, for dialing in on the phone. And on behalf of our special guest tonight, Johann Mach, and our extra special guest who dropped in, who is next week, David Cavanaugh, and the promoters of the World Internet Summit, which we hope you come and see, myself, Ted Siuba, Brett McFall, Tom Hua, and Alan Forrest Smith, Folks, I'm telling you, it's not the impossible dream, but dream, because those dreams, coupled with your action, will become your reality in a few short months.
It's your life,
so make something of it.
It's your dream, the answer's in you. This is your life, the whole world is waiting for you.